Welcome to another BI Network Executive Podcast. Today, we are at the Data Warehouse Institute Conference in New Orleans. Tune in now to hear the BI Network bring you the inside story live from the show.
You're tuned into the BI Network, and thank you for joining us. I'm Sean Rogers, and we're here at the TDWI show in New Orleans. And joining me today is Philip Russum. Philip is the Senior Manager of Research and Services at TDWI. It's great to have you here again.
Good to see you, Sean.
It's been a while since we sat down and chatted.
Yes, it has.
I got an opportunity to take a look at everything that's been happening here at the conference, and as always, things are very busy. But there seems to be a bit of a theme, a lot of classroom activity around master data management, and both of the keynote addresses kind of touched on that subject matter. And why is TDWI focusing so much on master data management?
Yeah, it's true. There's a definite, obvious focus on master data management. For instance, Evan Levy presented a great keynote yesterday explaining his maturity model for master data management. Thursday morning, we'll hear from Barry Briggs, the Chief Technology Officer at Microsoft. Barry will explain how Microsoft is improving its relationship with its customers, and, you know, they got millions of them, through a very large business initiative for master data management. Sean, you mentioned courses, too. As a matter of fact, TDWI is offering, I think, 8 courses on master data management here in New Orleans. And, you know, we don't place these courses on the program haphazardly. It's all based on demand. And the courses and keynotes are a reflection of the high demand for training in master data management that we're seeing right now.
So what's driving the interest? Why are so many of the attendees interested in needing help around MDM?
Yeah, interesting question. Research I conducted at TDWI in 2006 showed that 83% of organizations that we surveyed have suffered some kind of problem due to poor master data or a lack of managing master and reference data. So I think correcting these problems is a great incentive for a lot of people to start a master data management program.
So it's a little maybe problem avoidance centric or strategy based. Is it all about the negative side, or are there positive reasons for that people are jumping on board with MDM?
Well, you know, I think the positive benefit of master data management is that it gives you consistency in how business entities are defined. Common entities being things like customers, products, financials. Lately we're finding people focusing on entities like locations, employees, and so on and so forth. So the thing is, a lot of these are defined across multiple IT systems and organizational departments. If you don't have consistent definitions, a lot of problems arrive. For example, it's difficult to even recognize a customer accurately when they touch different businesses within the enterprise, much less understand what that customer's value is to the organization, right? If every bit of your business is defining a customer different, you can't even recognize them.
Yeah.
So how do you ever go after some of that elusive stuff, like the 360-degree view of the customer and things of that nature? So there, you know, there are really good positive reasons for doing that. I think you're making a good point that there are some negative impetus behind master data management, too. And so, yeah, I think a lot of it is that people are trying to avoid problems. But again, I think more to the point, people are under pressure to have these apple-to-apple comparisons
like I talked about.
It's not just customer data. Other domains like product data in particular, if you're a business that's very product-oriented, maybe manufacturing, retail, wholesale, consumer packaged goods, if you're in a supply chain where you're swapping commodity products and you want to be sure that these commodity products are truly equivalent, even though they come from different suppliers and so forth, just doing accurate comparisons can be greatly facilitated by master data management.
So you talked about a couple of different ways that people are doing things around MDM, but it sounds like it's got some dependency issues a little bit.
Yeah.
So in other words, it sort of sounds like the value for MDM depends on its contribution to other data management practices or even its contribution to the business side or the business actions.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And in fact, you just articulated a useful insight into when and how master data management should be used. In my opinion, there's little point in practicing master data management by itself for its own sake. It is usually an infrastructure or a foundation that enables other technologies and the applications built on top of those. And I think these dependencies help explain the titles in some of TDWI's courses. So master data management is often practiced in the context of data warehousing or BI. Now, we have courses for that. In other cases, master data management is part of a data quality initiative, and we have courses about coordinating the two of those. Since master data management requires people to agree about how key business entities should be defined, then data governance is often linked to master data management. And again, we offer courses about how to practice the two of them together.
You guys are definitely covering the span of what seems to need to be addressed. So when we're looking at, I guess I could see how master data management can sort of keep isolated data management implementations consistent, especially when it's relative to data definitions and
yes.
so on.
Yeah.
But doesn't practicing MDM and these kind of isolated applications work against consistent data definitions in the enterprise? I mean, it almost seems counterintuitive in a sense.
Yeah, there's a funny irony going on here. And yeah, if you want enterprise-wide master data management, these individual silos do work against that. In fact, I'd say you've put your finger on one of the most substantial trends in master data management today. You see, a lot of organizations have practiced master data management in silos, if you will, for years now. And so the current trend is to reach for consistency on an ever greater scale. So in short, the struggle today for many organizations is to assure consistent data definitions across a long list of enterprise applications and databases. Many do this with old-fashioned developer collaboration, shored up by new approaches to data governance. Others, however, are more aggressively building an enterprise-scale infrastructure for master data management that will make it easier to gain consistency, collaborate with many people, and infuse more applications with master data management capabilities. For instance, TDWI just last month published my new report on customer data integration. And customer data integration has a lot of intersections with master data management. So I found a number of user organizations that are planning to build new customer data integration solutions atop their new master data management infrastructure, once that infrastructure is in place, of course.
Yeah.
So today, most customer data integration solutions are silos that are inconsistent with other customer data integration solutions that are strewn across various areas within an enterprise. So rebuilding the customer data integration solutions on top of a master data management infrastructure will give some of these brave early adapter organizations a high level of customer data consistency that they've never had before.
Well, a couple of good points, and one of them is you got to commend TDWI and your group for identifying this. And as I said up front, prior with the class rundown that you gave, you're obviously covering it quite fully. I expect that this will probably be part of what you're doing for quite some time to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, I'd like to tell everybody that TDWI is going to offer the Master Data Insight Conference in March of 2009.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
That's right. And so I think I'll be co-chair along with Dill Deshaies. Jill is a partner of Baseline Consulting and the author of a pretty well-known book on customer data integration. So that everybody understands, TDWI's Master Data Insight Conference focuses on helping people decide what form of master data management they need and also which vendor products they should acquire to enable it.
Okay.
So in other words, the conference is designed for people who already know they need master data management, their corporation or whatever organization they work for has made a commitment to master data management, and they know they have to make this implementation very soon. So we're there to help people make decisions in those cases. So the Master Data Insight Conference will meet March 8th through 10th in 2009 in Savannah, Georgia.
Oh.
And we do have a website for that, www.masterdatainsight.com.
Well, Philip, thanks a lot for stopping by today. I appreciate you joining us.
It's been my pleasure.
This is Sean Rogers signing off from TDWI in New Orleans. Thanks for joining us.
This has been a production of the BI Network, live from TDWI New Orleans. Please send comments to podcasts@b-eye-network.com. That's podcasts@b-eye-network.com. Thanks for listening, and please continue to use the BI Network as your source for business intelligence, data warehousing, business performance management, and information quality news and commentary.